Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week you spoke about listening to God's instructions. Sometimes it's something that maybe we do quite easily. Other times, maybe it's something that we hear but choose to ignore. And so it's a big question, really. How do we hear God's instructions? And I think it could be different for each of us.
Well, we need to have the heart to be able to open to listen. Because we can block God's voice. We can go, no, I'm doing it my own way, not listening. Or we could even be like Samuel, the young boy who had never heard God's voice and he thought it was
The priest calling him.
Yes. Yeah. And he goes, and the priest even thought, what's going on here? Until he goes, go back and say, Lord, I'm listening, I'm here. What do you want to say to me? You know? So it's like, I guess it's trying to be open and then be in tune to actually hear God's voice or instruction or spirit talking to us.
Yeah, I suppose for some of us, though, who maybe haven't felt like we've heard God before, it
how
really
would we
is.
Know?
Yeah, and I think it's a practicing. Like when you think you've heard God's voice, you can follow what you think you've heard and then you see the fruit of what comes of that. So I think there's a bit of practice. I think there's also an element of when you learn about who God is and Jesus and how he treats other people. And we do that by sometimes reading the scriptures, learning from others, having conversation. Hearing God's voice is not necessarily about hearing an audible voice, but we hear God's voice by the following of what we've learnt. And so that helps us as well.
Stepping out just in trust. And then when we get it wrong, we go, oh, sorry, Lord, I thought I heard you this way, but it was this way.
You gave a kind of a description of, you know, have you had those whispers where like you've got a person on your shoulder? Like, and you see that in movies sometimes.
Cartoons.
Yeah. Like yes, you put an angel on one side and maybe the devil on the other side. And like when you're trying to make a decision, you've got one whispering, do this, and another going, no, go this way. That's the right way.
Yes.
And it made me think of, because we did talk about our conscience, how our conscience is what guides us, but also it's the Holy Spirit informing our conscience.
Yes.
That helps to guide us. And the more that we can ask God to help us, the Holy Spirit to help us form our conscience, then actually in some respects, the easier it becomes to follow.
The better choices, the greater
choices. Like we come to know what the better choices are. Okay, it doesn't necessarily mean it's easier to follow. There can be temptations. We can not want to go a certain way or make a certain decision. But the Holy Spirit can inform our conscience to know what actually the right decision is. And you shared that in Timothy. There's 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. It says, I am giving you these instructions, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies made earlier about you, so that by following them you may fight the good fight, having faith and a good conscience. And by rejecting conscience, certain persons have suffered shipwreck in the faith. So again, just reminding us that when we learn more about our faith and who God is and how he wants us to treat people and love people, that's what helps us to continue in our conscience.
Repeat that sentence again with the shipwreck.
You like that bit?
Yeah, I do.
By rejecting conscience, certain persons have suffered shipwreck in the faith.
And we have shipwrecked our lives so often sometimes when we've gone our own way, not followed the instructions on purpose or even accidentally, and then gone, oh, I got it wrong, or I should have listened. I should have listened to the conscience or that little voice within me telling me don't do that or act like this.
But then, like you talked about keeping our conscience clear, that's what helps us, you know, if we have a clear conscience. it made me think, so how do we clear our conscience? And like you just said then, you know, gone the wrong way. One of the ways that came to mind as I was listening to you was by going to reconciliation.
Yes.
You know, we go to reconciliation.
That grace.
Yes. We confess our sins. We get the prayer of absolution. We can walk out feeling clear and, hey, let's start again.
Yeah, freedom.
You know, and to me that's an amazing feeling, that weight of
lifted.
Yeah. I remember going to conscience. I remember going to reconciliation a number of years ago, and there were like three or four people in front of me. And so you had to wait, and like as they're going, you know, you move up the line, and actually feeling the, what I would describe as the weight of sin got sin heavier the closer, but the longer I was waiting.
Oh, yes.
But therefore the relief once you've gone into was amazing. But it just, yeah, just gave me an interesting perspective that particular day. So we need to, you were also saying, we need to own our right and our wrong, have an accountability for what we've done. Yep. Like that's certainly something that we need to have. And then you talked about being frustrated by injustice. So becoming more like Jesus, just asking, you know, the Holy Spirit to show us, like when we're frustrated by injustice, then hopefully it means we're not going to choose wrong because we just want to choose the right and keep choosing the right over and over. So I've just written down a few things of how can we, I suppose, sharpen our conscience, because you talked about that. And one of the ways I've written down is scripture. Scripture helps us to fine tune, just reading the Gospels, reading what Jesus was like when he talked to other people, learning more about him. And that can come from, again, reading the Bible, but also reading books, having conversations with other Christians about decisions being we're trying aware. To make. Yes, yep.
Being mm-hmm. aware of things. Seeking things out. What does it say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else will come unto you. So really, and there are times when we seek God greater, I guess, than other times.
Mm-hmm.
But when those times come up, that we should gung-ho, just go for it and seek what the Lord has for us and who he is and what he desires. For us to do in the world, for who we're to be.
Yep.
Now he desires us to be his follower, Christ-like, like him. But to do that, then we need to know him.
Yeah, and well, the next thing I've suggested is prayer time. And that's where we build that relationship, just constantly coming back to him and getting to know him and who he is. Yep. And then being honest with God. We talked about that in the last few weeks, honest.
It involves everything else, really.
And then finally, I put down the Eucharist, going to Mass. And that's where we get to know God and who he truly is.
Yes.
So we hope that that chat has really blessed you. We always love chatting with you and sharing our thoughts and hopefully try to do it in just an everyday language that hopefully is relatable to each of you. So thanks for joining us, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.